I had to work hard to make sure that I got, you know, I passed everything. I didn't want to have something whereby I'd feel unhappy because I hadn't given it my best shot. I didn't like that. So I always made sure that I did the best I could. Because, I mean, that was something that was like, gave you a sense of pride when you met up with your mates in the lounge at the end of the shift. And how did you get on today with your woodwork? Oh, I did very well. I got this or I got that. And we were all of the same ilk. We all got the same comments and stuff. And nobody ever got anything not so good written about them. Because I think if they'd noticed it, they would point out and say, look, I think you need to look at this area, you know, to give you enough time to deal with it. But I can't remember any of the colleagues talking about things that, because it became a little bit competitive after a while to make sure that, you know, you didn't let anybody else get too far ahead of you, that we were all, you know, neck to neck to make sure that we got to where we were going, you know. So didn't leave anybody behind. But
Was there anyone that you was just outstanding from day one who always, you know, did incredibly well? Or
not that. We were about the same. Like I said, we were all neck to neck. I couldn't say that there was anybody who I thought was outstanding or brilliant. No. Yeah.